Welcome to Geek Bizarre Show, episode 101, and it's a Monday, July 23rd, 2018. I am Nard.
This is a very tired Ray.
Oh yeah, I could tell. You've been yawning all morning, all day, I guess. Yes, welcome to Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. But before we go on, we have a big update because, drum roll.
You don't have sound effects yet, Maynard. We've been doing this how long?
I know. I used to have sound effects, but I can only drum on my chest. So, Ray and Temo got married. Yay!
Yay!
I was a witness, and it was great to see Ray and Temo tie the knot there with the judge. He's a pretty cute judge, too. He's very nice. He speaks in Spanish, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you get the video I sent you?
Yes, I got it all. I hadn't watched it yet, because... the internet was kind of iffy up there at the place we were staying at, but okay. I got to see the picture, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So that was amazing. Oh, my God, Ray, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, so now you can consummate the marriage. Yes.
Well, we're trying to get Timo pregnant this weekend. I don't know if it took or not.
Oh, okay. I hope so. I hope it works. So anyway, so quickly, what's the adventure you had to do? Where was the honeymoon?
We went to the Colorado River. There's a little condo place there that sits kind of like on an island on the Colorado River up above Lake Travis. And it was very pretty. Very, very pretty.
So, I bet. Mm-hmm.
So we had a good time. It was nice. We could lay in bed and watch the water of the river go by or hear the speedboats go by. Or we could go swim in one of the three pools that were on the place. So it was nice.
I bet, yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad to see. You sent some pictures of the sunset, or was it sunrise? Yeah, anyway.
Sunset.
Sunset was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Okay, so last weekend, while you're away, Ray, I was at the pool party at Paul and Young. So
yes,
happy birthday, Young.
I've seen the pictures.
That's right.
You're happy slut.
What did I do? I didn't do anything. I was just hanging around. So happy birthday,
hanging
Young.
Hanging around every bear's neck there.
Yeah, nobody's naked. Did you say there's naked? No,
I said you were hanging around their neck.
Around their neck? Yeah. Some I did, yeah. Yeah, so it's Young's birthday. Happy birthday, Young. And it's his palindrome birthday. So everybody's asking me, did you bring egg rolls? Did you bring egg rolls? Did you bring egg rolls? Oh my God, everybody's asking about egg rolls. I didn't bring egg rolls. I just brought chicken wings. It was lame. I should have brought egg rolls. I haven't made egg rolls for a long time.
When you're famous for something, that's what you got to take all the time because that's what the fans expect.
There you go. So that means I need to make them. So yeah, so that's what I did Sunday. I made egg rolls on Sunday.
That's a little late there, Maynard. That's a little late.
I know, that's right. It's preparation for the next party. So I also got to watch, I treated myself to watch on watching the Ant-Man and the Wasp last weekend, which is cool.
Oh yeah, did you like it?
Oh yeah, and I was shocked towards the end, not the ant thing in the end, but when they were doing the last experiment and you know.
Oh, you mean the very end of the movie?
Yeah, the very end of the movie. That was
when the Thanos thing happened.
Yes, the Thanos thing happened. So, oh my God, and I really was shocked. And oh my God, that's right. And then I realized, because it's been so long since Infinity War, and then I was thinking, oh my God, that's right. Oh my God, I didn't know that was the same incident. So, okay. That's a good tie-in. Oh my God, I was amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what I did last weekend, and it was fun. I'm glad you had a great honeymoon, and I hope you... So what are you guys going to do now? Are you guys going to get your own place or something?
No, we're going to stay here. We're going to plan a church wedding and do the whole former church thing next year and then do a big honeymoon. So
yes.
Get some money saved up.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So. All right. So
but for all legal stands and purposes,
go to the...
I am married now.
Yes, that's right. You are now one of us.
Yeah.
It's okay. As if
oh, God, we got to file taxes this year together.
Oh, that's right. You have to do that immediately. Yeah. You have to do that immediately. All right, let's go to our stories, Ray. Oh my God, it's about Trump again. Yeah. So,
okay, this week's gay. Trump is now turning his attention to purging all HIV-positive soldiers from the military. Donald Trump has been at war with transgender members of the armed forces since last summer, ever since tweeting that they were no longer allowed to serve their country in any capacity because they were too burdensome and distracting. Now he's turning his focus on soldiers living with HIV. The Department of Defense new deploy or get out policy, which goes into effect October 1st, orders the Pentagon to deny people living with HIV from enlisting in the armed forces. It also deems current soldiers living with HIV non-deployable, then orders the Pentagon to discharge anyone who is unable to be deployed outside of the country for longer than 12 consecutive months. Now, two separate lawsuits, Harrison versus Mathis and Doe versus Mathis, are challenging the new policy, which Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says is to promote readiness within the armed forces, but which many others see as a thinly veiled attempt at the government-sponsored HIV purge within the U.S. military. 41-year-old Sergeant Nick Harrison says soldiers living with HIV should not be denied the opportunity to serve their country. This case is just not about me, he says. This is about every person living with HIV knowing what they can perform any job in the world, including serving in the military. Harrison adds, I look forward to the day that I can serve my country to the full extent of my abilities, based on my performance and unfettered by unfound fears and misperceptions about HIV. In addition to potentially losing his health care and other benefits, Harrison says the new policy blocks soldiers living with HIV from achieving officer status. Oh, soldiers, sailors, fighter pilots, and Marines are seeing their promising careers cut short, their dreams of service shattered, and their health jeopardized due to antiquated notions about HIV and the stigma that results, says Scott Scotes, Council on HIV Project Director at Lambda Legal. It's estimated the future's around 1,200 service members are now on the line. So.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
So this not only were they a couple weeks ago throwing out the people that were not U.S. citizens out of the military, now they're getting rid of the HIV positive people.
And then transgendered people are not allowed.
No, not allowed.
Oh, this is just total discrimination, and it's a pattern. I mean, it's really purging, and it's just really unfounded. It's really unprecedented. It's something really horrible. It's really total discrimination. So it's really the White House is really doing this. It's all Trump then.
Well, pretty much. I mean, he's the head of the armed forces.
Yeah. So. What can we do? I mean, any American should be able, if you are willing and able, if you want to defend the country, you should be able to. Regardless of being transgendered or even HIV status. What's next? People have diabetes because they are burdensome. Next time, people who've got HPV or people who has a hangnail. Oh my God!
Are women in the military?
Or women? Oh yes, if that happens, that's people will really revolt at that point.
Do you actually believe they would?
I hope so. When will they stop? When will...
Exactly.
When will he stop?
After they open the gas chambers back up? Will it stop then? Who knows?
Maybe. We don't know. All right, let's go to the geek. Okay, so Ray, you're a handy person. So this might help you if things go wrong with your assembly when you're putting together a shelf or something. Mm-hmm. So... find the right replacement nut or bolt via photo using Amazon's Part Finder. So it seems like the more important a nut, bolt, or washer is, the more likely it is that you're going to lose it. Even if you did meticulously put each of the screws in a special labeled bag when you took the item in question apart, or strip it when you're taking your item apart. Putting it back together. So this is from Lifehacker. So the solution to this in the past has been to just take one of the matching parts of the hardware store and ask some poor soul to help find a replacement. Earlier this month, Amazon rolled out a new feature to its iOS app that may potentially make that process even easier. It can find the replacement part using your phone's camera. No, that's nice. To use the feature, you'll need Amazon's iOS app downloaded onto your device. Oh, you already have it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have an iPhone, so no Android yet. No, no support for Android yet. So open the camera feature within the app, and then tap the Part Finder icon. That will launch a set of on-screen instructions. Essentially, those are going to entail placing your item to a white surface next to a penny for scale. You have to look for a penny now. You'll then tilt your phone a few times so the app can get a full picture of what you're looking for. Afterwards, it might ask for a few other identifiers such as the drive type and head style. Presuming it sells an item that fits the bill, you'll get results for replacement items you can purchase directly through Amazon. So now they're targeting Home Depot and Lowe's. What do you think, Ray?
Well, I mean, that's hard to get screws. Say if you got an old piece of furniture or something and you're trying to find an old piece of hardware or something, it might come in handy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So has that ever happened to you that you're putting things together and then you end up, I misplaced the part, or it rolled over, or it fell, and then
usually only when other people are helping me because they're not as anal retentive as I am.
Oh, really? Okay, I've done that before. I put them in special places, and or probably put them on tape. And so the last time I did assemble this computer, the one I'm using right now, when Windows 10 came out, I had to reassemble my computer. Anyway, so what I did was to pull out all the screws and everything and put them in the designated order so I could put them back together. But then later on, I realized they all screw together with the same.
Pulled out, never pull out.
Yes, so the screws are just the same for all of them. So what the hell? I don't have to lump them all together. I don't have to designate them. So anyway, it's kind of nerdy that get you or. Kind of handy, especially if you're trying to do some DIY stuff and fixing your washing machine or your dishwasher and you lost a screw or a washer. So it's kind of weird though that you have to put a penny beside it.
Well, a penny is a standard size regardless of which year it is. It's all the same size, so they probably use that as the measurement against it because they know exactly how big the penny is.
Oh, okay. No, I guess.
That's the control.
All right. So, interesting. I never seen that. I'm going to try using it when I do need the part. Okay, Ray, let's go to your bizarre.
Okay. Woman impaled by umbrella on Ocean City Beach. A Pennsylvania woman is hospitalized after being impaled by an umbrella on a Maryland beach. According to Ocean City spokeswoman Jessica Waters, witnesses told authorities a gust of wind lifted the umbrella from the sand, causing it to impale the 46-year-old victim in the chest.
Oh, my God.
Beach Patrol Captain Butch Arbin tells WMAR the woman was sitting in a chair when the point of the wooden pole portion of the umbrella pierced her below the left collarbone. Fire crews had to cut the pole in order to remove the umbrella. The patient was helicoptered to Peninsula Regional Medical Center in Salisbury, where she expected to survive her injury. So, talking about odd stuff that bizarre stuff that happens on the beach. You think you're going to get eaten by sharks, but yet you get impaled by an umbrella. Maybe the umbrella thought she was some kind of freak vampire.
Yes, but then it's not made of wood, though, but it did try.
It did say it was a wooden pole.
Oh, it was a wooden pole. I keep thinking it's a vampire. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, she's a vampire. Or it could be an invisible man carried the wooden umbrella and then wooden pole just stabbed it through her heart, and she could be, yeah.
Then my question, is it one of those rental umbrellas so county can be sued, or what was it? Or is it just somebody's random umbrella there and they're going to be sued? What happens? I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder too. So let's see what happens. I'm sure there's going to be an update in this one. Probably not. I don't think so. All right. Let's go to the next. Bizarre Ray. I read about this. This is kind of scary. Well, when it first came out, it's kind of scary having a sarcophagus. I know.
All the memes were of Brendan Fraser from the first Mummy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So
anyway, this is just gross, though, what this article in The Verge is telling. So the Black Mystery sarcophagus was opened, and now people want to drink its bone juice.
Bone juice, baby, bone juice.
Why? Why do you want to drink bone juice? So there was a lot of fierce debate about whether we should open the massive and ancient black sarcophagus that was unearthed in Alexandria, Egypt, a few weeks back. For many, including this reporter from The Verge, the damn thing needed to remain closed, lest we all be subject to some kind of horrifying world-ending torment. Of course, people would think it's a Pandora's box. So nobody listened to reason, however, and yesterday the sarcophagus was opened. What was revealed was not buried treasure or some massive curse, not yet, but three average skeletons, possibly soldiers, baking in a lot of red liquid. And because the internet is the home of forbidden snackers of all types, some people wanted to drink that sweet, sweet mummy broth. Ugh, gross. As of this writing, more than 400 people have signed a change.org petition to let people drink the liquid from the cursed dark sarcophagus. This is disgusting. So the goal, according to Inez McKendrick, the Scottish game producer who launched the petition, is to turn the liquid into some sort of carbonated monster-esque energy drink so people can assume the skeleton's powers are and finally die. While it might look like Kool-Aid, experts say the juice is actually some kind of sewage that must have seeped into the not-so-watertight tomb during the 2,000 or so years that the sarcophagus was buried. McKendrick, though, isn't convinced, as everyone knows that skeletons cannot poop, whether this campaign is in fact the foretold curse is unknown, so but likely. Yeah, so I'm sure it's really just liquid like I said, it seeped through the soil and yeah. It just in there, and the people want to drink it. That's disgusting.
Well, maybe they'll do an exam of it and find the cure for cancer.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I'm sure it's going to be some born diseases in that. Yeah. There are three people. There are supposedly three soldiers lumped in the sarcophagus. So if you think about it.
Maybe they were a triad.
Maybe. Well, maybe. I'm sure they were just killed. They didn't examine. They didn't say anything. What kind of position are they in?
Or maybe it was the three soldiers that were at the crucifixion of Christ. And they were so hounded, they moved to Egypt, and then were buried together.
Oh, they were lovers. Maybe, mm-hmm. Maybe not. All right, so I guess that's the show, Ray. Again, congratulations to you, Ray. I'm happy for you. Oh, my God. My best friend got married. Okay, so special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Geeky Bizarre. Bye.
Bye.